Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen. It's our delight to have you on board today as we face the issues. Let me say to you, each and every day as we face the issues, it is not based on some political ideological bent or some denominational dogma, based on philosophical rhetoric. It is based on the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God. It's called the Bible. You recall back in Sunday school days, if you're of any age at all, the little song that the kids would sing, the B-I-B-L-E, yes, that's the book for me. It's the Bible. It is the truth book, I like to call it. Jesus said to his disciples in John 8, 31 and 32, if you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and ye shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free. And then Jesus says in John 14, 6, I am truth. And further he says in John 17, 17, thy word is truth. Ladies and gentlemen, it's the truth of the Word of God that we ought to turn to in life and living and all that's said and done. We're in a dark time in our nation today. We're in a desperate position as a free people today. We're in a position today that America has not been in for 245 years. We're watching the erosion, the evisceration, the undermining, the total purposeful destruction of our founding fathers, our founding documents, our Declaration of Independence, our Bill of Rights, in which we find our major, major, major freedoms today. Freedom was given to us by God. These are the natural rights codified in our Constitution. We're talking about today COVID policy, public health, or politics. And I believe you can put away the policy, you can put away the question of public health and simply call it politics. And that's what we're going to be talking about today as we face the issues. Let me remind you that telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. Your telephone call goes directly through the studios, right to our microphone so that we can entertain your question, your comment, your dialogue and discussion on the issue today. Would you say that the COVID scenario, what's being done today with the new push for new lockdowns, the push for new mask mandates, the now intentional focus on the forcing of vaccinations. Would you say that's policy, public health, or politics? We'll talk about that in this broadcast today, but I want us to understand it's the truth that we need to seek after. We need to seek the truth. It was George Orwell, the secularist, that said, the further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. And that's what we see taking place in America today. There's a rejection of truth. If you don't believe that, just watch some snippets from Nancy Pelosi and the January 6th commission. That commission is not designed to find truth. It's not designed to discover what really happened. If that were the case, they would release the 14,000 hours, hear me, 14,000 hours of videotaping. I've been in the Capitol building. I've been in the Senate office building. I have walked those corridors several times in the past less than 100 years. And every square inch in those buildings are videotaped. And I understand there's over 14,000 hours of videotape material that they're refusing to produce to show the truth. One of the officers, by the way, that just testified, I believe it was day before yesterday, and talked about he had been called a racial epithet. He is also a part and parcel of the Black Lives Matter movement and is involved in the attempt to overthrow America as a Marxist. And yet he spoke with a sense of hurt because of what had happened at the Capitol building. Black Lives Matter, Antifa, and undercover FBI agents were part of the promulgation of what is called the riot that took place at the Capitol. So we'll talk about truth today. It was Jim DeMint, the former U.S. senator, that warned America's decline is linked to the death of truth. Truth is a dead word or thought or philosophy, generally speaking, in America. It was Senator DeMint that said, what we believe about truth does not change what is true. What we believe about reality does not change what is real. There's no greater example of arrogance and self-worship than to assume whatever we believe is true or real. Yet that is precisely the prevailing view in America today, even in the Christian church. Now, what does he say, even in the Christian church? Because earlier in that same article where he made that statement with the headline, DeMint warns America's declines linked to the death of truth. He says, and I quote, truth is the core principle of the Judeo-Christian values, which are the foundation of American Western civilization. Judeo-Christian values are derived from the Bible, and the Christian church is the only custodian of the Bible. If you want to know the reason for the death of truth in America, look no further than the decline of Bible-based Christianity in our nation. And ladies and gentlemen, therein lies the problem. The churches in America, we have forsaken our responsibility to preach and teach the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God. We have embraced the cultural Marxist mentality and mindset, and as a result of that, the church of the Lord Jesus Christ, which Jesus himself called salt and light, we have lost our savor as a church in general, generally speaking. As a result of that, the Bible says when the salt has lost its savor, it is worthless, has no value, shall to be cast out and trodden underfoot. And I believe personally, ladies and gentlemen, we're seeing that come about today in our great nation. This is the reason I go back to the 15th century theologian and church reformer, Jan Hus. Jan Hus made a statement, faithful Christians seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth, even to death. I believe there's coming a time in the very near future as Christians, as conservatives, as patriots, we're going to risk our lives when we stand for truth, when we defend the truth, when we stand and say to the world, I'm going to stand for truth even if it cost me my life. Ladies and gentlemen, Christians are doing that in China today. Christians are doing that in North Korea today. If you're caught with a Bible or if you're caught praying, if you're caught with anything that would be called Christian paraphernalia, songbook, or page out of the Bible in North Korea, you're summarily put in the gulag and or shot just because you're Christian, just because you're standing for truth. And now you think, and perhaps some of you do, you think that could never happen in America. Ladies and gentlemen, we're on the fast track for that taking place in America. If they can come to your door with the thugs with badges and thugs with needles and demand that you get a vaccination, as the senator from Tennessee, Blackburn, said, if they can do that and get away with it, the next thing, they'll come to your door for your guns and for your Bibles. And I see that on the horizon, ladies and gentlemen. That's the reason I'm passionate about what I'm saying on this broadcast each and every day. I see that, say that because the scripture is very clear in Psalms 11:3. If the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? We need to recognize, ladies and gentlemen, what we're seeing that's taking place in our great nation. And if we lose our nation, if we lose our Bill of Rights, if we lose our freedoms, if we become subjects and slaves to a tyrannical government, we'll no longer have the privilege and the freedom, the opportunity to preach the word, to teach the word. We'll no longer have the freedom, the opportunity to have churches as we know of it today. We will no longer be a free nation. And ladies and gentlemen, the First and Second Amendment happens to be the foundation, the two legs of the four-leg stool that holds the stool together on what we call our Bill of Rights. You remove the First and Second Amendment, our religious liberties and the freedom of speech and the right to keep and bear arms, and we've lost our entire Bill of Rights. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of today's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own lawn care or landscape business. Tools for Time Care is the full line of homeowner brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time Care is the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment. Tools for Time Care is the full line of Honda generators. And ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time has a knowledgeable staff to answer all of your questions about backup power equipment. And Tools for Time staff can answer your questions about the professional as well as the homeowner brand lawn care equipment. Tools for Time is located at 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. That's 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. That's right at the intersection of I-295 and Old St. Augustine Road. There's a gigantic flag. It flows on a pole about 165 feet in the air. It's at the intersection of I-295 and Old St. Augustine Road. Ladies and gentlemen, find Old Glory flying 24-7. The base of that flag and the flagpole, you'll find the home of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com. ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, I have with me today a favorite on two on the broadcast, Let's Face the Issues. We've had the privilege of being on this show several times together, Dan Ort. Dan is with me today, and we're going to be talking about COVID policy, public health, or politics. Wonder which is true. Do you think that COVID and what we see with COVID today is as a result of the government really wanting to take care of our health? If that's what you think, ladies and gentlemen, we need to have a conference and go back and look at what they're doing. If you think it's really government policy, we need to think again, what is government policy? And is there anything in government policy based on our Constitution that will allow a force of the people to take the COVID jab? It's politics, ladies and gentlemen. We'll talk about that during this broadcast. I believe we have Jose on the line. Go over the question or comment, please.
Oh, yes. I'm really concerned about what's going on in the country. I was watching a video yesterday. This is very frightening to me. You got illegals coming across the border with all the symptoms from the Chinese virus, and they just let them in. They just put them in the army airplanes and drop them in conservative states. I think the main goal of the enemies within the Democrats is to change the demographics in America, because they know that Texas, Tennessee, Florida, the Carolinas, and many red states, they want to control, and that's why they invade in those states. And that's the influence of the Chinese virus increasing again. But the media, I mean, the Republicans are not talking about it. They should have a daily press conference and expose these enemies within Democrats for what they're doing. I guess the Chinese virus came worked so well in the previous election that they want to do it for the midterms. And I think that's what they're aiming for. But that video is shocking. You got the people dropping on the ground on the border, and they just let it come in by the border patrol. And some of them said that they had the Chinese virus. They're not denying it. They are infected. Our prayer should be for the school year that is going about to start. All those kids that are going to be infected, because those kids are going to be placed in public school. They're going to be everywhere that we do business, that we move in, and that we work. So we have to be very prayerful about it, brother, because this is an invasion not only of illegals or people that is carrying diseases that has been taking care in this country for years. Now they reappear. Well, these people are bringing it in, and I blame all the Democrats and the White House for this invasion of this country physically and with all those viruses, because it wasn't under control. So that's pretty much the way I see it, brother. I don't know how you see it, but this is shocking what's going on, and the media is silent.
Brother Jose, hang on just a moment, because you've been spot on. You've hit the nail right on the head. In fact, part of what I will say today during the course of this broadcast, you know, they talk about the new variant called the Delta variant, and how it is so much more virulent than the previous strain of COVID, supposedly. The Delta variant comes in from our border nations, and we have 1.5 million illegals that have already crossed the border. And 6 out of 10, that's the statistical data, 6 out of 10 of them have either COVID symptoms or out full-blown COVID, and they're coming in. They're not being required to put on a mask. They're not being required to get a COVID jab, as they call it. And they're being housed now in hotels and motels across America until the federal government, with our tax dollars, will airlift them or take them by bus transport them. And as you've said so eloquently and so clearly, they're transporting them and dropping them in the red states, the red counties, the red cities, that is the conservative Republican counties and cities across the Midwest and the South and the Southeast in particular. And they're doing that to water down and destroy the potential of a vote in 2022 and then for the potential election in 2024. I believe you're right on, spot on when what you say, because this is the reason COVID is not policy. It's not about public health. It's about politics and what the Democrats, the socialist, Marxist, BLM, Antifa, Maoist, Leninist-style Communist Democratic Party, of what they're doing to destroy the fundamental foundation, the warp and the woof of the United States of America. And they're doing so by changing a tectonic change in the demographics of America. You're exactly
that's
right.
That's exactly what's going on, brother. There's two more things that I want to mention. Don't be surprised. In 3-5 years, the same enemies within Democrats are going to be whining and crying with the media. Well, you know, the poor kids, the dreamers, who are we to deny, you know? We need to give them a green card. We need to make the path to citizenship. Everything is demographics. That's what it is. That's what they're doing. They want to change the red states that, you know, we've been so great with these great governors that we have, and they want to change it. And not only that, they complete hypocrisy. We need to give the Democrats a Nobel Prize for the hypocrisy. When it's related to abortion, wait a minute. Who are you to tell me what to do with my body? Hey, this is my body. Who are you to tell me? Well, now that same hypocritical government is trying to impose it on the same body, a vaccine that we don't know if that's good or not. You see the complete hypocrisy of the enemies within Democrats? We just have to pray for this country. And you imagine if we have people, conservatives in Capitol D.C. protesting peacefully, daily, put pressure on this government. This government is damaging this great and blessed nation. It's just sad, brother, what's going on. But this is my take on it, and I keep listening. God bless you, brother. Have a blessed day. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Jose. God bless you for your comments. You're spot on with your insight and what you're saying. Dan, what do you say to the thoughts that Jose just brought up? What are your perspectives of what he said and what needs to be done as Americans?
I think it's time for the American people to realize several things. What tools did a corrupted, tyrannical, evil government use over the last 100 and some years to bring us to the point where we are today? They used the tools that they originally were given. They used the tools that they could steal and methodically made plans to do and bring us to exactly where we are today. The media is the key of all keys, because that's where America kept its freedom. The media was meant to expose that corruption,
yes,
to expose that evil, and to hold our government accountable. We used to have the big three, CBS, NBC, and
ABC.
Mm-hmm. Well, they were pretty easy to take over. And then they brought in all of the cable news, all of the alternative news. That's the propaganda wing of it all. As a whistleblower back in 1980 on a national issue that is yet to be told 41 years later, it was suppressed in 1980. I didn't know that at the time, but I realized it through my efforts. The same thing's happening today, but major suppression is happening. Why aren't the governors meeting the planes at the airport with the sheriffs and saying, you can land and refuel, but you're not going to debark anybody into our community? They could do that.
Yes. In fact, Danny, I'm concerned that that's not happening. The only state that I find that happening in is right now in the state of Texas. Mm-hmm. Texas, in fact, has already allocated $250 million to continue the wall on their portion of the border wall for the state of Texas. They're also working on the basis that just as now they had a whole host of the illegal immigrants housed in the Texas Inn Hotel, mm-hmm, in Houston. And because some patrons in the Whataburger restaurant next door, either next door or across the street, saw a whole group of those that have come in illegally across the border. They didn't know that. They just recognized that they were unusual, and they were all coughing and sneezing and showing signs of COVID. And so they reported that law enforcement went in to check it, and sure enough, they were there and found out that hundreds and hundreds of them are there. They're being paid for. It's being paid for by the Catholic Charities, mm-hmm. which since 2014, 2015, 2016, et cetera, under the Obama, and Biden administration, the Catholic Charities were given hundreds of millions of dollars to do exactly what they're doing today. And just as Jose said just a moment ago, Dan, in talking about these, that they'll eventually, 3, 4, 5 years from now, he said, would be fast-tracking them for green cards, they're doing better than that. Ladies and gentlemen, listen very carefully. Under the Biden administration, the Biden cabal, they have put into play a speed-up, a fast-tracking of the green cards and citizenship. It is the designed goal, policy, and the political agenda for the Socialist, Marxist, BLM, Communist, Democratic Party to make these illegal aliens coming in now, to make them citizens to vote in 2020. Danny, do you see that?
Yes, I do. And let's look back at just recent history. What was Obama doing throughout the night hours? He was flying in people from the Arab nations, Muslim, and many of them were of young age. And he got away with it. All they're doing now is phase two of bringing in an entity into this country to neutralize we, the citizens.
To basically change the total demographics.
Change the total demographics. And I'm from Fort Wayne, Indiana. And about, I want to say, 10 or so years ago, the Catholic Charities received government money and brought in 80,000 Burmese from Burma. Mm-hmm. They're now working in all the chicken factories south of Fort Wayne, Indiana. They started back then. They were going to demolish a apartment complex that was built, that was destroyed. Instead of demolishing, they put the Burmese citizens in there. They didn't even know how to use the toilets. So how do I know this? My uncle lived across the creek from that facility. And he went to the city leaders and said, you've got to do something about this. They said, our hands are tied. Catholic Charities ran out of money. They then turned it over to the Lutheran Charities who received tax dollars.
All of those organizations are getting funds to basically what they're doing to undermine American policy.
That's right. This is not new. This is just a culmination of all of the other stuff they had been doing. We as a people have got to realize it's sink or swim. Mm-hmm. It's do or die, in a sense.
Yes, because right now, Dan, and I don't know if our listeners are aware of it, but right now under the new political agenda of the Biden administration, they're putting in place now the fast track for the forced lockdowns, the forced mask wearing, and the forced COVID passes. And yet I'm looking at an article, ladies and gentlemen, by a Yale doctor, Harvard Risch, called COVID lockdown counterproductive. Answering questions about the countries that have responded to COVID-19, Dr. Harvey Risch, R-I-S-C-H, a professor of epidemiology at the Yale School of Medicine, says once the virus became epidemic, lockdown is totally counterproductive. In our real world, the viruses will continue to spread until it cannot reach enough new or susceptible people to infect. That's called herd immunity, end quote. He says, thus, the lockdowns only prolong the inevitable. The reason that lockdown is counterproductive is that, as I said before, the pandemic ends when you have herd immunity. Ladies and gentlemen, they have proven in the past 18, 19, 20 months that lockdowns do not work. But yet there's the movement now behind the scenes, and St. Anthony Fauci, Emperor Fauci, Dr. Anthony Fauci, is the promulgating push, and he is the one that Biden and the Biden cabal in the White House and the leadership in America today. They are going back to Dr. Fauci, and whatever Fauci says is the final authority. Fauci was not elected by we the people. Fauci is not the president. But yet we find in America today, there's the relenting to Anthony Fauci and his cabal in anything that they want to do. Here's an article that says the CDC recommends fully vaccinated wear mask in certain indoor areas, advises universal masking for all schools. The real reversal in guidance comes as the highly transmissible Delta variant is causing rising infections nationwide. That's the headlines on this article, ladies and gentlemen. The Center for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, said Tuesday that the fully vaccinated individuals should wear masks in certain indoor areas and advised universal masking for all schools, regardless of individuals' vaccination status, and rising infections due to the Delta variant. In a significant shift from the prior guidance, the health agency has recommended universal indoor masking for all teachers, for all staff, for all students, for all visitors in the K-12 schools, regardless of vaccination status. Quote, the new science is worrisome and unfortunately warrants an update to our recommendations, said the head of the CDC. And I just have a question. What science? Ladies and gentlemen, it was just one of the major, one of our senators, I believe, or House members, I forgot which, on the Republican side, just challenged this thing about the new science or the new data, as the CDC is calling it. And as I understand it, the new data is simply a study that was done in India based on the results in the with the Indian people using a totally different vaccine that's been used in America. And the study that was done for India has never had any peer review by any medical association in America, and yet they're using that aberrant data to then say that that's the data or the science that they refer to that's causing them to go back now to the fast track of locking America down. Ladies and gentlemen, it has nothing to do with policy, has nothing to do with public health. It's all about politics and setting the stage for making Americans, putting Americans in the position of once again being locked down, once again feeling helpless, once again having to be in submission and subjection to the government to overpower, overthrow, and to destroy a possible free election in 2022. I believe that is the total focus, Dan, of where we're going.
I agree entirely on that statement. Now, I'd like to challenge the listening audience to this thought. If the main objective is to cause a people such grief and hardship tyrannically, powerlessly, to stand for freedom,
yes,
to demand a return to their life and liberty and their pursuit, their American birthright,
yes,
let's say, if their main objective is to drive them to open rebellion now, they're achieving it. Mm-hmm. The only thing lacking is that the people themselves haven't reached that point of resistance.
The will of the people.
The will of the people. Mm-hmm. And when you look at a contrived plan, it has many stages, many phases that have to be attempted, have to be successful.
Incrementalism.
To get the results. Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So as a people, as Christians, as conservatives, I remember some conservatives who were accused of lying to Congress. Yet we can prove that Fauci has lied to Congress every time he ever visited.
Every time he opens
his mouth. And never prosecuted, mm-hmm, never been brought to justice. Mm-hmm. The question I ask is, why hasn't he? Because they have the power to keep him,
yes,
from being prosecuted.
Absolutely.
Not only him, but how many others?
How many others? Joe Biden's son is a good example of that, Hunter Biden.
That's right.
We have a dual justice system in America today, ladies and gentlemen, and that's one of the things that we see, the divisiveness of the nation. If the foundation be destroyed, what can the righteous do? In Proverbs 14:34, righteousness exalteth the nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. And we see that taking place in our great nation today. And as Dan just mentioned, it takes the will of the people to say, we've had enough. And I'm seeing a modicum of that, Dan, with across the nation, with parents standing before the school boards demanding that the kids go back to school, demanding that the children be able to go back to school without a mask on, demanding that, in fact, some of the school boards across America, the parents have gotten so involved that they have taken them out, the school board members out of office and replaced them with conservatives. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take the top of the hour news break for 1 minute. Don't turn your dials. We'll be right back. We're talking about COVID policy, public health, or politics. Be right back, right after the news.
The Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.